Yeah, he's been to both of them. Wonder how those armadillos got across the river.
I just don't know about them taking water. I'd rather think they'd been transported over here by hand. There's getting to be a lot of them in this country.
They have trouble with their coon dogs.
The dog just hates them things. Young dog just can't hardly let them alone.
We saw three last night.
You did.
Do dogs curl up?
Ignore them.
No, they have to train them dogs to not bother. Let them alone. Tom said that Sam done all that.
Yeah. He jumped in there twice. That old coon latched onto his head and he'd shake him off and go back again.
Did you feed him this morning?
Yeah.
I bet he'd eat.
Kind of stiff this morning.
Y'all didn't stay long either, did you?
I was back on his bed and shower and shave. 15 or 12.
And you treat two?
Treat two, couldn't find the first one.
Well, what do you think about the Lux dogs?
What time did you go out?
Well, we left here about 7:30.
Boy.
Started hunting about 8:30.
Hmm. Coons thick this year?
No, they're not too.
Too many hunters. Hmm. They would be thick if they... wasn't
so
many hunters.
Well, I'll ask you this, what dog found the coon trail first?
I couldn't tell one from another.
Oh, you didn't, that's your first trip out?
They soon learn
their
bark, you know. They tell which one done this and which one done that by
there. I think Tom said at the supper table that white dog, Bob, found him. Started first, and he's been doing that the last few times they hunt. And that makes me think about it. Your dog is from what state?
South Carolina.
South Carolina. And this is Missouri Bob, that white dog. He came from Missouri, but the stock of dogs came from Tennessee to Missouri. He's a registered dog.
Is she
getting that on the car
all
about the dogs?
Oh, just get everything. Just let her run. If I turn it off, I'm afraid I might forget it.
Yeah.
I've done that. It's always very embarrassing.
And you mean you was home by 12 o'clock? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now that kind of hunting's all right. But when you take that old white cripple scoundrel out, Johnny, you better, well, these boys is beginning to learn what to do, you know. They tree a coon about 11:30 or 11 o'clock. They better hatch on, just latch right on to old Ron. Because when you get that coon is over, he's gone way under.
Second.
And then if he gets far away from him, he can't hear you calling. And he don't want to hear you no way. You know, he takes one of these full-blooded hounds out of the way, and they don't get exhausted under 5 or 6 hours. And he don't show any sign of ever getting tired. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times he'll get away from buck and tree a coon and stay there and bark at him till... He'll quit about daylight, between daylight and sunup, and come right back to where he was unloaded at. And if you lay a sack down there, or your jacket, or your jumper, well, he'll lay down on that instead of you come get him.